The Seneca Falls Town Board has rejected a resolution that would have ended funding for the Women's Hall of Fame if it inducts Jane Fonda. But that was only after more than an hour of passionate debate between Hall supporters and Vietnam veterans about Fonda's actions in the 1970s. WXXI's Caitlin White has more from Seneca Falls.
Tensions were high in the gym of the Seneca Falls Community Center, where residents from the town and surrounding areas gathered to discuss the induction of Jane Fonda into the Women's Hall of Fame. Last week, Town Supervisor Greg Lazaro proposed a resolution which would end town financial donations for events associated with the hall because of Fonda's nomination.
I got no respect for Jane Fonda on, I never will have, ever.
She's an actress. She's a warmonger. But she does not deserve to be in the Women's Hall of Fame.
Vern Brewer and Ken Lisk were some of the many Vietnam veterans who were at the meeting to protest the nomination of Fonda. They say seeing her travels to North Vietnam during the war were disrespectful. They called her a traitor, and they say the hall should honor more women connected to the war. Diane Nientemp of Rochester also couldn't believe Jane Fonda was nominated.
I mean, she was a traitor to our country. How can they consider her as a role model for any of our children and my grandchildren?
But there were supporters of the hall as well, many who said the town doesn't have a place to decide who does or doesn't get inducted. Susan Suhan from Seneca Falls supports the Hall of Fame.
I am here also to support our veterans because they fought in a war that most people did not like, but they did what their government told them to do. And I have nothing against the vets. I just think what our town supervisor has done is unfair to the hall.
In the end, the resolution failed, with 3 votes against it, 1 vote by the town supervisor in favor, and 1 board member who opted not to vote. Caitlin White, WXXI News.